For South Sudanese living in Gulu town, life is not easy as they catch up with their daily activities to make ends meet. Bonifacio Taban has this report from Kanyagoga, one of the areas heavily occupied by South Sudanese in the district of Northern Uganda.
As I walked to one of the nearby home of South Sudanese, I caught up with 35-year-old Rachel Ajak Ziu. She tells how life in Gulu town is not easy. She compared her dire situation in Uganda to health. She heard her life was by far better back in South Sudan, where she cannot return due to ongoing conflict between the SPLA and SPLA in opposition. She said her entire family of six survived only on the wage her husband received every month. Ajak's husband teach in various local primary school in the town. Speaking in Dinka through an interpreter, Ajak explained.
She's saying she doesn't have any job, no farm, nothing, but at least the kids go to school through the husband's support.
Ajak left her country during the Sudan civil war, which led to the signing of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement in 2005. She and her family have not had any chance to return home due to the fact that there has been a wave of violent conflict in South Sudan. Ajak plus other many South Sudanese family are under the local leadership of Ato Florin. Florin is a local council of Kanyagoga village in Gulu. She said the relationship between South Sudanese and the local community has improved in the recent time. She said he has been essential for their well-being and that they can easily survive amid their challenges.
I don't have any problem with them because they are good and peaceful, since we are all the same people with one historical background.
She said as a leader, she is working hard to help South Sudanese family to acquire land as well as house for rent in her area. She added the local are cooperative toward her work. Most of South Sudanese who are in Kanyagoga area came more than 10 years ago. This is Bonifacio Taban, Gulu, Uganda.